Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday morning to talk about local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great on this beautiful morning. I'm going to go out and weed gardens.
Good plan. I've got to go get some plants and some more potting soil, and that's where we'll be most of the day. When it's 75 and sunshine, there's nothing else to do. Go outside and enjoy it. And you guys had great weather last weekend as the graduation train at North and South pulled into the station. You passed out what? $10 million in scholarships. I lost track of all that.
Five and four.
Almost $10 million.
$10 million, right.
And then we had another.
Well, we didn't really pass out the scholarships. Right. Our students receive scholarships from schools, and we heard about that. But, yeah, they did really well. And we also had two commencements, one on Thursday for the Bloomington Graduation School and Friday evening for the Academy. So, you know, we had a weekend full of celebrations and watching kids enter the next phase of their life.
And we want to thank Michael for the weather for Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's exactly right.
You did a great job.
So these graduation parties could go on without a hitch. And the graduation is indoors, so we don't have to worry about it in that sense. But it's a lot easier when you're not running through thunderstorms and you're trying to take pictures and doing all that great stuff. So campus graduations, we talked to both principals here in the last week or so at North and South. They seem to love it, and I think the crowds do as well. So a good idea with that moving forward. Everybody is in their comfortable spot, walking across the stage, getting their diploma, and now the next chapter begins. So we saw the ending process for the MCCSE, and then yesterday, Sue, we heard the beginning process starts earlier, and Governor Eric Holcomb looks like he is adding some more counties to his preschool program.
Right, Glass, and I'm going to be a little bit more cynical about this than what you and Keith are. I mean, I'm very happy that there's more money going into preschool, but it's going into preschool through a voucher program for people under a certain income level. So, you know what? Instead of having to get a voucher to go to a preschool, we should just be putting money into all public schools so that all public schools can open preschool programs for everyone. The voucher program now means that people can pick up a voucher and go to one of a number of preschools in this county, whether it's a daycare or whether it's church-related or privately funded or MCCSC. So my concern, Glass, is that this is what we've heard about from Representative Matt Pierce, that eventually maybe all education will become voucher-based and people will just get a voucher and take it to whatever school they want to take it to for their entire schooling.
Now, we know that's not ideal from a financial what's the word I'm looking for?
From a standpoint of...
Right. But doing something is better than doing nothing?
I agree with you. I agree that this pilot program is a great continuation because, you know, in Monroe County, we've been doing that with the help of the Community Foundation, helping us to open new preschool programs every year and then supplementing that with grants. And certainly our preschools are open to anybody, and they will continue to be, but my concern is that the money that the state is offering is for vouchers for people under a certain income level, and I would prefer that they just put the money into schools so that it's available for everybody. But we will make it available for everyone and hope that people will choose MCCSC for their preschool mission.
And as this starts, we're hoping some places perhaps January of 2018. If not, we need to be ready for the August of 18-19 school year.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay, just so everybody knows.
And I'll tell you what, I think I was talking to Keith before we went on air. You know, I think there's some things that we're not really aware of, the logistics, and I think a lot of that hasn't been worked out yet.
Sure.
According to an email from our superintendent, some of that's still in the process of being worked out. But I think the good news was that Monroe County was one of those counties chosen to be able to use those vouchers for the selected or the level three preschool programs in our county.
Sue, talk for a moment about why preschool is so important.
Oh, well, you know what? There was a summit here earlier in the week in Monroe County, and it was a lot of business people. It wasn't educators necessarily, and it was business people saying that, you know, children, especially children of need who don't have the educational resources or ability to get them at home, they get the education that they need to help them. If they start earlier, it helps them succeed in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and it makes them more successful. And there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't necessarily agree on about education and teaching and learning, but the one thing I believe everybody agrees on is that preschool education helps kids do better later on in school, keeps them in school, and helps them graduate. And that's good for business, which is why business leaders were coming out for this summit earlier in the week to talk about the importance of preschool education.
One of the other things that I would point out in this is that not every kid who walks through the kindergarten doors for the first day is equal in terms of their preparation to come through that door.
Right.
We have kids that show up sometimes that have never seen a book, don't know what a color is, those kinds of things. And then you have a kid from a preschool coming through that already knows all of this, or mom and dad have already helped them home. Mom and dad have read books to them. Mom's been reading to them in her uterine. It's amazing the difference that edge of preschool can make on a kid walking through the door, or what parents can do when they have the time and the abilities to help their kids before they get to school.
And I think this reinforces the point of anything is better than nothing.
Yes.
Moving that forward.
Right.
And maybe, Sue, down the road we'll see that this doesn't work the way it needs to work, and maybe things will change. I don't think it's going to be written in stone on how this is going to be administered or how the money is going to be passed out. And hopefully it shows some success, but it's added to as we go down the road for preschool to everybody. It's great, great to help those who need help the most, and I don't disagree with that at all, but it'd be nice to
Dilemma is the old age, the thing we already know about is how much can you afford to pay for? And if you want to give every kid preschool, where are you going to get the money and what's it going to come from?
No, there's no doubt about it. And
And I would hope my goal would be that our state would fund preschool the same way it does K through 12. In all of our communities. Yeah, we add one more year and it would add some more money, because we know it's not compulsory. It's not compulsory when you're 4 years old for preschool like the rest of the grades are. So we know not everybody's going to go to preschool. So it won't be necessarily as much money as adding one more year, or 1/12 of what we're already doing. So hopefully that's down the road. We'll see what happens with our legislators.
But Sue,
one
of the problems is it's not like the gas tax. It's not like we'll add 10 cents to the gasoline tax, we'll use that money. And we've seen it in so many other areas of where are you going to get the money to pay for all of this?
Well, you know what, Keith? I think that's like we talk about that sometimes with our school board. You know, it's a matter of priorities. And if the state wants to prioritize education, they'll use more money for education and maybe less money for something else. But we don't just go out and tax children. Yeah.
But look what we've done in this community. We've had two referendums.
Oh,
the people
of
this community support it. You can't say to the entire state of Indiana, okay, make up the extra money by having a referendum.
Oh, no, you're right. We can't. But we can elect people who will put education as their priority and maybe allocate more money for education.
Sue, remember the old days when there were a lot of teachers in the legislature?
Oh, yeah. But Keith, what else did we talk about? Books. We're one of, two or three states that don't
book
cover
rental?
The cost
yeah.
of books in school. So, right now the state just doesn't have or isn't allocating, in my opinion, enough money for education.
So how do you give legislators religion?
I think you do. You elect different people. Because right now we have a supermajority that isn't going to be budged. And so I just think we need more diversity of thought in our legislature.
Yeah, but we all like our guy. It's that guy in that other county over there, that gal over there that's the bad one.
Of course. And so what you do is you go to those other counties and you campaign. But I don't like, I shouldn't say that. I would like to have a different representative, especially in Bloomington, where we have five different representatives because of the way the state gerrymandered the Monroe County. So your representative is different from my representative.
Oh, don't worry. Someday you'll be in power and you'll gerrymander it right back. So
yeah, who's in charge?
Well, that's happened.
No, I hope.
Tale as old as
time.
You know,
I hope that doesn't happen. I really hope that we do what some other states have done.
Maria hopes she gets a pony for her birthday, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's her birthday, isn't it?
It is. It is her birthday.
Let's let her divide up the state.
Well, I tell you what. If you want to get something done and you're doing the same thing over and over again, then change is going to happen at a very slow pace. And we understand that. And nobody wants to be the guy that said, hey, this is the wrong way to do it. My first job, my first responsibility is to get reelected, and causing a ruckus and doing that is not good. So until we take out the incentive of being a politician, I don't know how any of this massive change at any level, federal, state, or whatever, is going to change. If your first job is to get reelected, you're never going to do anything except stay out of trouble.
Let me give you the corollary to what you're saying, and it's an old saying, and that is, if you always do what you've always done the way you've always done it, you'll always get what you always got.
Exactly right.
And that's where we are in a lot of this.
Right, and I would like, yes, and I do believe that politicians' first job shouldn't be getting reelected.
Amen.
They should be doing, right, and I know that that's what people do. I think you do the best you can. You do the best.
You don't make any waves until you get your roots deep enough where you can stand up for what you believe in and do it that way. So,
Sue, before we let you go, special meeting next
week.
Yeah. We're having a special session on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. There's two things we're going to do. We have new people that the superintendent is going to recommend for hiring.
The replacements for some of our retirees.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're going to do that Tuesday, because we really can't wait till the end of June to start our new folks. And I don't know if we're going to do something financial with bonds or something. We might be talking about some money stuff, too. But it's a special session, so, you know, we don't take public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and we don't do all of our fun celebration of success. This will be a special session just to deal with those two agenda items, and those should come out later this afternoon is when our agenda gets posted.
Excellent. So we'll be able to take a look at that, and then when we talk to Keith next Tuesday morning, we'll get a preview, and then when we talk to you on Thursday, we'll see what just has happened.
Okie dokie. We'll do that.
Thank you, Sue. We appreciate your time, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
And thanks for the nice weather glass.
Oh, boy. That's Dr. Larry Swofford. We've made him the honorary weather captain today for today's broadcast.
Oh, okay.
Pull those weeds.
Okie dokie.
All right, we'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSC School Board and join us every Thursday morning just after 8:05.